Tuesday, Isaiah 6 says, so I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. Don't do it without me. We're in a new day. This is the new month. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Oh, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without you and me. Don't do it without me. I'm going to say it one more time. I said, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, if you're healing, healing in the season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Oh, Lord, if you're healing, healing in the season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. I said, Lord, if you're giving no word in the season, oh, don't do it without me. Please don't do it without me. Oh, Lord, if you're giving a prophetic word in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. I say, Lord, if you're giving a blessing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. I said, Lord, if you're giving a financial blessing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Oh, I said, Lord, whatever you do in this season, don't do it without me. Oh, don't do it without me. Oh, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. 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 Hallelujah. Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Hallelujah. It's a new season. Hallelujah. And it's a new day. It's a fresh anointing. It's coming our way. It's a season of power, prosperity. It's a new season. It's coming to me. Jesus. It's a new season. Hallelujah. It's a new day. And it's a fresh anointing here that's a flowing our way. It's a season of power, prosperity, and it's a new season coming to me in the morning. The morning, it'll be all over in the morning. In the morning, in the morning, hallelujah, it'll be all over in the morning. Ain't no need to worry that what the night is gonna bring. Hallelujah, it's gonna be all over in the morning. Ain't no need to worry what the night is gonna bring. Hallelujah, it'll be all over in the morning. It's a new season. Hallelujah. It's a new day. A fresh anointing. It's a flowing our way. It's a season of power and prosperity too. It's a new season. It's coming to me. It's a new season. And it's a new day. It's a fresh anointing that's flowing our way. It's a season of power, prosperity. And it's a new season. It's coming to me in the morning, in the morning. It'll be all over in the morning, in the morning, the morning. It'll be all over in the morning. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything, more than anything. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. And I love you, Jesus. Come on and lift your hands and say, I love you. And I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Say it through your lips. Say it, hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. And I love you, Jesus. Say, I worship. And I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in adoration unto you. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Host are you there?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, I am here. I love you, Jesus, more than anything. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things he is doing. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have another day here on earth to glorify your holy name. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family and friends. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I just say thank you, Lord, for our minister, Keisha Lee, who seated and greeted everyone this morning with the love of the Lord. And yes, we are commanding our day to be terrific. And Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you in the time of worship. And yes, Lord, we love you more than anything. Thank you both for such a blessing, being a blessing this morning. Let me share a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These two powerful women said yes to the Master, and they stood on God's word, which is Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We have a mission to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website that you can go to any time of the day or the hour is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. You can even share a word of your thoughts and your prayers of what you would like here on the Master's Call. Share with us and tell us what your thoughts are. We have our theme for this year. It is in 2022. God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Now, some of you might say, you know, I definitely want to be a part of this ministry. We're going into a new season. So you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry. You can greet, as Minister Keisha did so graciously. You can host, which is what I'm doing. You can share a word from the Lord. You may even have a song in your heart, like Minister Roslyn. Share with us and tell us what you would like to do to serve the Lord in gladness. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, what really brought most of us together at the very beginning is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. We are now Artists Life, and I tell you, we have some wonderful products, health and wellness products that surely will enhance your body. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be glad to share more information with you. Now, every day right after this call, there is a call, morning motivational call, to give you more information on the health and wellness products. And that number is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Presidential Tuesday, and the host will be Manager Shirley James. She will be hosting and speaking. So get on that call. The bypass number, if you need it, is 716-293-9707. Well, I know you're waiting for the word to come forth. I'm waiting for the word to come forth, and we have the man of God who would definitely bring it, and he does it every time. I'm talking about none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. He's a man of God who resides in Detroit, Michigan. He is truly blessed. He's a servant leader. He's a counselor. He's a mentor. He's a great teacher. And I tell you, when you get a word, you leave saying, it's something to meditate and chew on. And it's truly, truly a blessing. He serves pastoring at the Blessed Hope Christian Church in Lincoln Park, Michigan. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. We could go on and on. And most importantly, he is married to a wonderful lady, Miss Cheryl. So we thank God for them and asking God's blessings upon them each and every day. So before I go turn it over to him, let's go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you for this glorious day that you have made, and truly we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we're calling this day terrific, and we know, Father God, that you're going to do a work in Pastor Everett like never before. You're going to bring a word through him, Lord God, that we, your people, will sit at your feet and hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for ministering to us and using this man of God for your glory and for our good. Lord, continue to bless Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. and Pastor Robert. We ask you, Father, that you continue to bless each and every one on this call as we hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now I turn it over to Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction. It is good to be here. This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I want to thank God and honor those that came before me, looking at this day. Before I get any further, I want to thank God for Minister Keisha's greeting and doing a great job in greeting us, and Minister Rosa for doing a great job in as our psalmist. And thank God for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Nicole Roberts, and to our TMC family and guests. God bless each and every one of you. Praise God. We just thank God for this opportunity to share with you. Don't take it lightly. I just thank God for every opportunity I have to share, amen, with his people. Well, looking at the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. Today is the third, and I always try to get people to read, or at least encourage people to read whatever Proverbs that the day is. So today is the third of May. Look at Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, very familiar scriptures, two of them actually. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Reading from the Amplified Version, it says, "Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles and obstacles that block your way." Read it again. "And he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way." Wow. Praise God. Well, very simply, there's a three-letter word that has meant a lot to me, and it kind of jumps out at me as I read these two scriptures, and that word is all. Our subject, if you would be all means all. Not part, not some, all. And many times we don't get as much of a blessing from God because we fail to give him all our heart. Now, Proverbs. People often turn to the Proverbs when confused or in crisis. But this book is a collection of wise sayings based on God's perspective on life, compiled by Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. The Proverbs' purpose is to help people live wisely and productively. The sayings include that included in this book are meant to influence people's thinking, emotions, and behavior. Obedience to these truths brings God's blessings. Disobedience leads to foolish choices and disastrous consequences. Much of the work of soul care comes from the wisdom and instruction of these proverbs. To read them is to discover nitty-gritty truths that work as well today as they did when they were first penned. As we apply these inspired advice to our daily lives, we will find that the advice makes sense of often difficult choices. The truths contained in this book are not meant to be exhaustive or automatic, but they are potent. The Proverbs are meant to make us stop, think, and then act differently. Proverbs is the first of three volumes of wisdom literature in the Bible. These Proverbs are not just clever sayings to be engraved on a plaque. They are practical truths to be lived out in our lives. The Proverbs are short poems containing everything from spirit wisdom to practical advice and timely warnings. They cover a whole range of topics, including marriage, family, child rearing, work, relationships, morality, and personal responsibility. A daily dose of Proverbs is like taking spiritual vitamins to help nourish our souls. Wow, so we have to understand that Proverbs is a very, very important book to read. So as we look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, again, all is the three-letter word that means all. Amen. I remember the song we used to sing, I surrender all. It don't say I surrender some, but I surrender all. And you know, we'll be more the better if we learn to give God all our burdens, all our cares, and lay them at his feet. Amen. A lot of times we feel that I got this, I can handle this, and we find ourselves not being really able to succeed because we don't yield all those cares, all those things to God and expect to receive wisdom from him. Amen. And in those areas of life. So it's important to let God have it all, no matter what it is that we're going through. So we have to learn to trust him, knowing that he knows what's best for us. And of course, back in the day, there was a program on TV called Father Knows Best. Well, that's true. Our Heavenly Father knows what's best for his children. So it just makes good sense to say, Lord, you know all about me. You know all my ups and my downs. And Lord, you know what's before me. And Lord, I just yield this agenda to you. And even though I have my agenda, Lord, I yield my agenda to your agenda. If you choose to flip the script, it's all right with me. I want to make sure all is laid on altar. I want to make sure you indeed know what's best for me. And I would trust that you have what's best for me in mind. So it's one thing for people to trust God with their eternal destiny. It's quite another for them to trust God to handle the challenges and difficulties of daily life. These verses encourage God's people to trust in God with all their hearts and acknowledge him in all their ways. When we do so, he promises to direct or straighten our paths, and we need to trust God to help us handle the difficult situations we face, even in cases where we can't begin to see how he could. Also, trusting the Lord means to trust him in all areas. If we really want to know God's will for our lives, or even for our actions in a particular situation, we must begin by trusting that God cares about every aspect of living and that he will provide what we need. So as we trust God with all our heart and acknowledge him in all our ways, we can bank on the fact that he will make things happen, open doors for us, and bring things to pass that only he can. Yes, it's nothing too hard for God. We really believe, amen, with our heart and have faith in God, amen, he indeed will move mountains on our behalf. He indeed will lift us up high. Amen. Because that's the way he is. God just wants to exalt us. If we learn to humble ourselves, Lord, I can't make it on my own. Lord, I need your help. We have to, you know, just humble ourselves to say, Lord, you got this. I can't handle this all by myself. And, amen. So Lord God said, humble yourselves before the mighty hand of God. He will exalt you in due time if we learn to just let God handle it in his way and in his own time. We would really succeed. We really would have what God would want us to have. And he wants to have a life that is full of abundance. Praise God. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct our path. So as leadership, I just wanted to point this out. Yeah, I got these notes here from John Maxwell from his leadership Bible. And, of course, we all know John Maxwell is an awesome leader. And he has a lot to say about this particular scripture. And he puts these words on paper. It says, the irony of spiritual leadership, get understanding, but don't lean on it. This is what he says. It says, get understanding, but don't lean on it. He says Proverbs 2 and 3 poses an apparent paradox in spiritual leadership. We are to get wisdom and understanding, and yet we are not to lean on it apart from the Lord. Even good wisdom divorced from God can become a snare. So how are godly leaders to think? Well, first of all, we have to think that God knows what's best for us in every situation. So here are two points that John Maxwell lists I want to share with you, because I believe that everybody on this call have leadership ability. And we all are leaders, amen, in the army of the Lord. So number one, godly leaders think big. They realize God's vision is usually bigger than theirs. Number two, godly leaders think other people. They always include others in the mix. Number three, godly leaders think continually. They're not satisfied with today's answers. Number four, godly leaders think bottom line. They want to see results and fruit. Number five, godly leaders think continual growth. They want to keep improving. Godly leaders think without lines. They let God outside of the box. Number seven, godly leaders think victory. They want to see God's rule come to earth. Number eight, godly leaders think intuitively. They have a sense of what will work. Godly leaders think servanthood. They want to serve and add value to people. Then number 10, godly leaders think quickly. They evaluate quickly and see possible answers. So as leaders, we have to understand that God has the best plan on planet Earth. So it just makes good sense to yield to his leadership and follow his lead and let him order our steps according to his will, his way, and his word. So as we look at Proverbs is, of course, the book of wisdom. And if we want to be wise, of course, Proverbs 13 and 20 says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. We have to take note of who we hang around with, who we spend a lot of time with. And of course, the main thing is the main thing, that we spend more time meditating on God's word and allowing him to direct our path. In all our ways, acknowledge him. So all means all. We have to stop, amen, picking and choosing. And yes, God has given us choices, but we ought to choose God's way above our way. Why? Because he created us. He knows what's best for us. He knows the beginning before the end and the end before the beginning. He knows everything. It's God all by himself. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. So just make good sense to let God handle all. Amen. Stop just taking, well, Lord, I yield this to you. In the next minute or so, we pick it up again. Oh, God, I give it back to you. Okay, yeah, God, I know you can do it. Then we pick it up again. You know, but we're not going to make it to the very end of our journey, amen, as productive and as fruitful as we can be, trying to do it on our own. And you know, we do have that ego sometimes. The ego actually means edging God out. Ego, E-G-O, and that's serious business when we do that. Because God's saying, look, I know what's best for you. I love you. I got plans for you. And I want you to be fruitful. I want you to multiply. I want you to be all that you can be. And so if that's God's way of looking at us, thinking about us, and want to make the best for us and make our path straight, it just makes sense, common sense, to say, Lord, you have it all. You have it all. You have it all. And I take my hands off the wheel. You have the wheel. You steer the directions that you have me to go in this life journey. So I just want to encourage everybody. Proverbs is a good book. And tomorrow is the 4th, so read Proverbs chapter 4. If you haven't read Proverbs, the whole chapter 3 today, make sure you do that. It's just important. It's like a daily reading. I know most of us have our own devotional readings, but include Proverbs, everyday Proverbs. Read it that particular day and watch how God will move on your behalf. All means all, A-L-L. Praise God. And once again, as we look at the Amplified Version, it says, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Now, my question is to you, are you willing to give your all to the Master who knows what's best for you? Are you really, really, really determined to let God take the wheel? Amen. Let him drive. Let him take you where he wants you to go. Are you really willing to give God all your cares, casting all your cares upon him, knowing that he cares for you? Well, I'll tell you again, all means all. And we have to learn that God is not the kind of God that half steps. He wants all. He wants us to acknowledge him in all our ways. He wants us to, amen, let him be in charge. He is, of course, Lord, but is he Lord of our life? We say God's the head of our life. Is he really head of our life? And isn't I know it sounds good on testimony service, giving honor to God who is the head of our lives. Well, if he's really the head of our life, then we ought to let God handle all our concerns. Praise God. And let him make doors open and make things happen on our behalf, because he knows what's best for us, and he knows, amen, what's ahead of us, and it just makes sense to give God our all. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Yes, 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 and amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Pastor Everett Thomas. I will be calling back to close us out with the benediction. Excuse me. What a word, what a word, what a word. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, you have been our dwelling place. You have brought us here, Father God, to trust totally in you. Thank you for Pastor Everett Thomas, who brought us this word, Lord God, a rich word, reminding us, Father God, we need to leave it all at your feet. So, Father, we surrender all to you. We surrender everything to you, O God, all of our cares, all of these worries, all of the concerns, Lord God, We leave them at your feet. And we thank you, Father, for leading and guiding us into your truth. And you told us when we know the truth will make us free. Thank you, Lord God, for pouring back into Pastor Everett Thomas. Thank you, Father, for pouring a hundredfold, Lord God, back into him, oh God, in his family, Father God, all those that concerns him. We thank you, Father, for healing his sister Jerry's, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift that you will bestow upon them, Lord, from this day forth, even forevermore. Lord, we look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. So, Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you heal the bodies of all these that are concerning us, Lord God. We asking of total healing for Miracle, Malik, Eleanor, Jerry, Camelia, Brother Daryl, Stephanie, Wanda, Brittany, Champ, Abby, Paul, Clarissa, Link, Mother Pruitt, Baby Alessi, Emma, Carol, Tina, Charles, Bishop Blake, Bale, Maurice, Angel, Carmen, Shallow, Patricia, Mother Patricia, Devola and children, Lord God, Beatrice, Aunt Joyce, and also Robin's Aunt Joyce, and Kai's Aunt Joyce. Lord God, we ask that you heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. We're decreeing and declaring, we're touching and agreeing that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And, Lord, we thank you that you're one who watches over your word to perform it. So we give your name praise. We give your name glory. Lord, we ask that you comfort the bereaved families, the Reed, the Lannis, and Towson, the family of Lenora, Strutter family, the Sellers family, Payne and Durden family, McDonald family, Tiana and her family, Lord God. We ask that you touch them, Lord God. Give them strength in this time of sorrow, Lord God. And Father God, you said in your word to be absent from the body, to be present with you. So, Lord God, let them know, Father, that they're with you, O God, and touch them in such a way, Father God, that they'll know your presence is with them. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for what you're doing in Dr. Piccola and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to bless them. Bless their going out and their coming in. Bless everything that concerns them. Lord God, minister and make your way in a special way in artist's life, oh God. I ask that you touch everyone that is a part of artists, Lord God, from the owners down to the distributors, Lord God, and as well as those that are consuming the artist products. We ask you, Father God, that you bless this arena, this business, this company in such a manner, Father God, we'll know that it's nobody but the hand of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, bless all of the TMC family, those that are on the call and those that didn't make it. We ask a special blessing, Father God, that they will hear this word, they'll carry this word, and realize, Father God, as they give it all to you, that it is well in their spirits, in their minds, in their souls. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, Lord, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to share this call with someone. If not, listen to it again yourself. The playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And remember, Presidential Tuesday is next on Morning Motivational Call. And that that number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. And that's with Manager Shirley James hosting and speaking. We thank God for all of you being a part of this awesome call this morning. Thank you again, Ms. Takesha, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart and spirit. And thank you, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you in the time of worship with songs. And thank you again, Pastor Everett. We will surrender all to our Lord and Savior. Thank you for this awesome and on-time message. Would you come back and close us out with a benediction?
May the Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance face upon you with divine approval and give you peace, a tranquil heart, and life. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Amen.